I'd like to open the hearing, public hearing, to Senate Bill 46. This is a bill to authorize the department to issue direct payments permits in certain instances, and this is brought to us by the Department of Revenue through the Committee on Taxation. Those who are proponents for Senate Bill 46, welcome to the committee.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Scott Peterson with the Department of Revenue. Senate Bill 46 is legislation that is going around the country. It is legislation being encouraged by very large multinational businesses that find themselves in the position of not being able to control their taxes as well as they would like to. They don't want to pay any more taxes than the law requires. And this, what they find themselves in is often they have people out in the field that are making purchases. And the person making the purchase isn't someone that knows whether or not what they're buying is subject to tax or not. That decision is made by the tax department. The tax department's usually in Texas or in Chicago, a long way from where the person is that's making the purchase. And these businesses have come to a bunch of states and said, we would like you to allow us to buy everything exempt from sales tax, and then we will remit the use tax on those things that we buy that are taxable. In most states, like in South Dakota, retailers are required by state law to charge the tax. If you're in business and if you're selling something subject to sales tax, you're required to charge sales tax unless that person that's making the purchase gives you some sort of documentation that you can keep on your files that shows that that was an exempt sale. Most of the purchases that we're talking about in this legislation are not exempt sales. They are taxable sales. They're taxable to the purchaser. The trouble is the purchaser doesn't know at the moment of sale whether it's taxable in South Dakota or whether it's taxable in Wyoming or whether it's an exempt item that they're going to resell. So what this legislation does is allows us to issue what's known as a direct pay permit. And a direct pay permit allows a business to purchase everything exempt from sales tax and to then at the appropriate time remit use tax on those purchases. Shouldn't be any difference in the tax that's collected. It's just a shifting of a formal shifting of the responsibility. We don't anticipate a lot of businesses using this because we're going to require that those businesses have a very formal process in place that they can use to track their purchases and to account for those that are subject to tax and those that aren't subject to tax. A lot of businesses don't do that. A lot of businesses don't need to do this because a lot of businesses, everything they buy is either exempt or it's taxable, one or the other. That's the extent of my testimony, Mr. Chairman. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. We'll hold questions and see if there are any other proponents. Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 46? Any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, for the record, David Owen, South Dakota Chamber of Commerce and Industry. I won't elaborate. We're just coming off break. It's nice to see this kind of a customized approach being championed by the department. We do have a number of businesses that have developed extensive expertise in collecting and remitting taxes, sometimes because they hire very sharp people and sometimes because they've been through an audit. That always makes you a little smarter. But this does allow people to kind of customize how they collect remit taxes. We support the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Owen. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents for Senate Bill 46? Welcome to the committee. And Tanya, will you be sure that we get everyone signed in? Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is John Brown. I represent the National Federation of Independent Business, and I can really only echo what's previously been said. We think that for those few businesses that would be able to utilize this approach, we think it makes sense. We think it's a good approach and would hope you adopt it.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for Senate Bill 46? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Any opponents to Senate Bill 46? Seeing none, I would open up for the committee. I'll close the hearing on opponent testimony and ask if there are any questions by members of the committee. Yes, Representative Van Etten.
Thank you. Question for Scott, if he could give us an illustration of how this happens, a particular item or business or... Chevron is a company that uses this in a number of states. They have engineers out in the field that are required to buy, they're out there fixing oil pipes or gas pipes, and something breaks down, and they need to buy something right there on the spot. Well, that engineer doesn't know that in that particular state, that type of equipment is exempt from that state's sales tax. So they go out there, they buy it. The seller doesn't know that Chevron is, well, how Chevron's going to use this information. The engineer is just out there trying to respond to an emergency. The engineer buys it, pays sales tax on at the time. The invoice goes back up the chain of command in Chevron and the gets to the tax department. Tax department sees it and says, wait a minute, this was not subject to sales tax because we're exempt in that item is exempt in that particular state. Chevron then has to amend the sales tax return or go to that state and ask for a refund. This would give to Chevron the ability, a form that they could give to all their employees that are making purchases, and that person could then provide that, the engineer could then provide that to every retailer, and that retailer would have something in their files to document that it was an exempt sale.
Any other questions? Representative Tom Hennies, Don Hennies. That's why I say that first. Don Hennies.
Thank you. Question for Scott. This is a permissive. They may use this payment permit or they may not. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Trying to be the devil's advocate, aren't you worried that this might open the door for some mischief? Is there some way to control that so other than an audit of the company? And also, couldn't I go into a store and say, well, I'm buying this. I have a permit, or do I have to identify that, prove to that retailer that I have a permit, or how would that work?
Go ahead. Mr. Chairman, thank you. Thank you. Representative Hennies, those are good questions. And you, a retail, we assume that the first time that this direct pay permit holder walks into a place, they're going to have this form with them. And they're going to have to show that form, provide a copy to that retailer, so the retailer is comfortable that the individual is indeed making an exempt sale. Now, under current law, under the resale exemption certificate, we do have situations where businesses will go in with a retail or with a resale certificate and buy something exempt from the sales tax, tell the retailer they're going to resell it sometime in the future, and never do. And they know at the moment they go in there that they're not supposed to do it. And the legislature has created a penalty for those situations when we find somebody that's doing that. This is a little bit different because we don't care. We don't ever want the retailer to even think about whether or not that person's going to use that item for an exempt purpose or taxable purpose. The bill was amended in the Senate so that it is specifically in statute that retailers are completely exempt from any liability if the buyer is misusing that exempt certificate. I doubt very much if there is a way we're going to be able to police this outside of audits. It's from the conversations we've been having, these are generally going to be issued to businesses that get audited. So there is no worry on our part that this person's going to just go out and do something and, 25 years later, the state's going to find out what they've been doing.
Representative Hunstad.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. I was wondering, it seems to me now that the company's coming to us and saying, we overpaid on this. Would you give us the money back? Is this a difficult process for them?
Mr. Chairman, it's not difficult. It can be cumbersome. We have a process in place that allows a retailer to amend previous sales tax returns. And we are trying to figure out ways of making that process less cumbersome so that it is easier for them to get their money. But generally, it's not difficult. The one real catch in the whole process is that you have a law that says that if you get a refund, you don't get the refund, you get a credit. And you have to use it. If you can't use a credit up in a year, then you get a refund. That's the one thing that most businesses find unpleasant about getting their money back. Sometimes it can take a year to get your money back because of that law that says it has to set there as a credit.
Did you have a follow-up, Representative Hunstad?
I do, thank you. As you indicated, it is quite possible for someone who has a permit, because most businesses in South Dakota do have a permit, we certainly do in our business, and quite often it's stuff that we use up and then end up paying use tax on it rather than something that's resold that gets purchased this way. And of course, we do pay our use tax like all the rest of the businesses do because we're subject to audit and we're pretty careful because we don't want to get in trouble. What I'm wondering about is we're putting ourselves, the state, into risk of having companies that are going to be doing this that are not going to be so easily audited as the state companies are. Now, what I'm getting at is maybe we need to be going at this a different way and making getting those refunds easier, because this wouldn't happen very often. If the guy puts gasoline in his truck when he's here fixing the pipe, that wouldn't be tax-free, unless it might be under this if he went up and said, no, I don't have to pay. I don't know how you can answer that for me, but however you can, I'd like to hear your response.
Do you have an observation about that?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, thank you. Representative Hunstad, that's a good observation, and it's one that it's why we are so slow in getting this done. Most states that have done this many years ago. We are conservative, tend to worry about the general fund. We don't intend to issue a lot of these things, and we're going to teach retailers out there that they need to see the piece of paper when they're making that sale. They need to be sure that individual actually has a direct pay permit. And we're going to go after them. I mean, if we walk in, if we audit a retailer and find that they've been making sales to somebody who says they've been using a direct pay permit and they don't have one, they're going to get audited. But I don't think the department would or the administration would object to making the refunds simpler to get.
Representative Bennett.
Thank you. Do you anticipate that this will make your paperwork less?
Mr. Chairman, no, sir. It's not going to. The direct pay permit process will require, it is something we're not doing today. We don't anticipate that. We expect the first three or four to be rather difficult for us to do until we understand how well to do it. We have, fortunately, there's a number of states that are doing them, so we have some of them we can fall back on. After the first three or four are done, we assume that the process will become rather routine and shouldn't take too much time. But no, sir, it will. And then initially, it will require more work on our part.
Yes, Representative Bennett.
But it won't. In the end, it won't make it more.
Mr. Chairman, no, sir, it shouldn't.
Any other questions? Seeing none, we'll close the committee hearing to questions. Mr. Peterson, do you have any other concluding comments you'd like to make relative to this Senate Bill 46? Thank you. Then we'll close the hearing to questions and answers and open it for committee discussion and or action on Senate Bill 46. Representative Frost.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move due pass on this.
Is there a second? Second by Representative Bennett. And comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is a due pass motion on Senate Bill 46. All those in favor will say aye. All those opposed will say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Representative Flowers.
Aye.
Representative Frost.
Aye.
Representative
Garnis.
Representative
Hennepin. Aye.
Representative Quistler.
Aye.
Representative
Knopfdorf.
Representative
Pearson. Aye.
Representative
Aye.
Senate Bill 46, having received a majority vote, will go to the floor to pass.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I'd move consent.
Consent been moved by Representative Flowers. A second. Second by Representative Witt. Comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, no. I would ask that Representative Van Etten, if you would please, in case you do get a question on the consent calendar, respond, and if the department would provide Representative Van Etten with some background notes on that. Is that agreeable to you, Representative? Thank you.